I saw my daddy meet the mailman, and I heard the mailman say, "I don't take this letter to heart now, Jimmy, because they laid off 9 others today." But he didn't know what he was saying. He could hardly understand that he was only talking to pieces of a man. Mm. Mm.
Hey, that was very soulful.
Appreciate it.
That was very soulful.
Yeah. Hey. Hit the topic of today.
If you feel that very soulful, you listen to Stop Me If I'm Lying podcast.
Yes, sir.
Hey. Round of applause. Y'all know what it is. This is the podcast that speaks nothing but the truth, and we here to stop the lies. It's your boy Pat, and I'm joined by Ohana.
Sean, what's going on? It's your boy Tevin, what's that?
Say, yo, BJ.
It's always free.
What's up? It's April.
Bro, you got a new name every time we come
to the I'm sick of this, man. Pick a name.
I'm a lot, man. I can't just pick one, man. I'm a lot, bro.
Man, shut up. I'm sorry. So today, we decided to think of a topic that we want to get off our chest. And knowing these guys, man, men just can't be. See, that's why we got to talk about today, man. We are talking about men. Men in April.
The fuck? Mm. What April got brought into this?
Because I said men in April.
Men and women.
Oh, man.
The women's with a Z at the end.
Nah, this episode is about women. This episode is about the men.
Come on now. We are here to talk to the men. And you know what? Ladies, listen to. So you know what your fella's going through. That's right. So you know I gotta be speaking facts.
Hey, bro, right. I really don't give a fuck.
I don't ever give a fuck.
All right, women, y'all ain't here for it. But it's okay. First, the rule of this came from something that we saw on social media. A rapper said, "Fighting doesn't make you a man. Killing does."
And that was said by a little boy.
Who the fuck said that stupid shit? Because Friday told me that the measure of a man is in his hand.
Come on now. What you gonna listen to? Friday or the rapper?
Rest in peace, Pops.
Come on now.
Rest in peace.
Like, something ain't going on.
I'm listening to John. I'm listening to John.
We gotta stop these lies. You ain't gonna tell them?
I ain't gonna say it. Oh, shit. NBA Youngboy said the shit.
Man, you listen to a nigga that's 21 years old with 8 baby mamas
and STD.
9 baby mamas.
Like, at this point, we gotta just kind of like it is. Like, listen, Kentrell. Like,
look at that. Not the government, mate.
Like, Ken don't make you a man, bro.
Hey, but you really gotta think about, he come from a different place, bro. You know what I'm saying? I heard Nipsey Hussle in one of his interviews say, he was like, it's bad to say it. I'm paraphrasing, probably bad, but he said it's bad to say it, but sometimes you gotta let a nigga know you willing to kill him, you know what I'm saying? Just so you can get the respect that you want to get.
Mm. I feel that. If you want peace, prepare for war. And that is...
I agree with that.
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. It's like... that history lesson, Theodore Roosevelt, the big stick diplomacy. You gotta let niggas know you got that thing on you.
Speak softly, but carry
no big stick.
Come on now.
You can have that thing on you, but that ain't supposed to be the first thing you go to when you try to resolve a confrontation.
First,
back in like the 1800s, remember when you know the gentleman offs, you know they had me and Sean was at like a party, you know we start beefing or something, you know we step each other. He said, you know you want to go outside to the woods and handle this like a man. Then you know we go hand to hand combat. Don't nobody get knocked out and we bloody. Then it's time to get the heavy artillery.
And we can walk back to the venue.
Get back to back. Take 10 paces, turn, and you shoot the hoop. like now, it's just...
And we could probably lead that conversation.
Bust the party up now.
We could bust the party up. We could come out the woods whooping each other ass, and we could come back out there being cool.
Like, seriously. hey, bro, let's go around the corner for a minute.
Y'all got too much energy to be doing that at the club. Y'all got way too much. There's too much testosterone energy in that club.
That's true.
For it to be like that.
But nah, I feel like though, like all of that shit, like the guns and the fighting and all that, to me, man, like even kids can do that shit though. You know what I'm saying? Kids can fight, kids can shoot. They don't make you a man.
For sure.
But you know what kids take a lot to walk resolve the issue.
Yeah. Facts.
That's what makes you a man. Can you resolve an issue?
Right.
Because there's a lot of emotions out of it and think logically. Like, fighting each other, like, it's not going to help. Us killing each other is not going to help.
And I don't even think fighting should be necessarily the first option when it comes to resolving an issue. Like I ain't saying that everything got to be talked out, but everything don't have to start with a swing either. Like, if the issue goes past a resolution through conversation, okay, then let's get active.
Question, but as a man, are you taught like, you know, less words? Can you beat my ass? Like, as a man, are you taught that?
Yes.
I was jumping.
Men are taught that if you look, men are taught that because everybody in this room, every man and woman in this room has said, "Who finna beat my ass?"
I feel like I went a whole duration of my life making that my catchphrase. If you're gonna beat my ass, what are we arguing for?
I put it like this: I don't send no smoke, but if you bring it,
right,
just
right.
Know,
just know that know,
you know it ain't gonna be.
I'll pack that smoke. Thing too.
But still, at the same time, you know, I can't agree with you that, Sean. You say fighting shouldn't be because I feel like you know sometimes. You know, getting punched in the face made me grow up a little bit.
But I'm saying that depends on the...
That should help you defend yourself.
That depends
like
on the
if
source.
You're scared, like, I'm saying that's why a lot of people are willing to go guns first because they've never been punched in the face. They will do anything. They
get punched in the face.
Do anything to not get punched in the face. Because they're so scared to get punched in the face.
Hey, those make
like, when you get punched in the face as a kid, like for the first time, and you look down at your shirt and your nose is bleeding, that is a lesson like, that punched, you learn with yourself. Like,
getting punched in the jaw and square on your nose is different.
Hey, think about it. Those make the best football players.
That's what
What makes the best football players?
Like, the those niggas literally make the best scared warriors. To hit? Those make the best men. Like,
oh, man.
You can't call yourself a man and you scared to defend yourself.
Right. If you scared to get hit, think how cold a running back is.
Like, bro, you scared to
be a terrible running back if you scared to get hit.
Hey, man, ain't nobody hitting you.
If you can't slap box, I know you can't fight.
You can't slap
box.
I got processed that one. Like, is he lying or is he true?
I think he lying because some of these dudes out here, they be slap boxing with their friends and going to shoot everybody else that's trying to punch them. So, no, slap boxing is not the same as a fight. No. No.
It's not the same.
No, it's not the same. It's totally different.
Them niggas ain't never been.
Would you bring a nigga to the fight if you know he can't slap box though?
I seen a nigga get knocked out.
I don't like.
If you know your homie, don't slap box. If he set up slap box every single time, and it's time to box, you bring him along.
I'm going to talk him out of it. But if he go up there, then...
You on your own, bro.
Like, bro,
don't send your homie on his own.
Wait.
I'm going to send my homie up there on his own if he initiated the confrontation.
Fact.
That's your beef. Now, if niggas want to get the jumping, then we could jump.
I'm just saying, what if his beef is not the cash out? Like, what if he's like, there's the person trying to do right in the beef, but a nigga trying to talk all that shit? Alright.
That's still his beef.
Nah.
That's his.
Nah.
That's a one-on-one.
Nah.
That's a one-on-one.
Nah.
That's what that sounds like.
The greater good.
Sometimes you can get jumped in a one-on-one.
You can't jump niggas for the greater good.
Listen, yes, you can.
Have you seen the Justice League?
You can jump. Have you seen the Justice League?
Have you seen the Avengers?
Yeah, have you seen the...
Who taking like, Thanos one-on-one?
I was always talking, bro. Like, ain't no one-on-one, bro. Ain't no one-on-one.
Hey,
unless the dude say, bro, I got this nigga.
You see your little homie in the first grade and you a fifth grader finna fight another fifth grader because fifth grade bullying him.
I did.
Oh, he's just a one-on-one.
That's me versus him because he a bully.
Right.
That's
a bully. That's not a confrontation. That's not an equally.
So we said bully's not a confrontation. I feel that's pretty.
It's not an equally influenced confrontation. That means
I think it's equally influenced because nerd shouldn't be a nerd.
Nigga,
like,
shut up.
You should have been defending.
Being yourself. Bullied is not the same thing as having an issue with somebody.
Yeah, like, I feel the
bully. I can have an issue. Me and you can have an issue. That's on both parts. But a bully is somebody who just don't have, who just, you know, initiates problems with everybody that he knows they can't defend themselves.
Right.
That's bullying.
Yeah, like pick on somebody your own side.
Right. At point. Now, if Fred chooses to beat this bully ass for that, then sure. Because that's not a confrontation.
My boy, superhero. That's a needed ass word.
That's a needed ass word.
Well needed ass word.
Oh boy, my boy is the bad man of nerds. Turn me up, Fred.
They let what you mean they don't one on ones? They let Craig get his ass dog walked in the street.
Molly walk.
I mean, who's helping Craig? Craig
Smoke ain't doing goddamn fight. Thing.
Craig won the fight.
Okay, tell me about
war. If you see your nigga getting beaten to a pulp, you just gonna stand there and let it be a one on one? No!
Who's like, helping Craig?
Smoke did something.
I rather Smokey not even help me.
Smokey definitely getting slumped.
He getting slumped. Because
Smokey just distraction now. Damn. Like,
man,
nah.
I don't know, bro. Smokey probably a G, bro. Smokey probably whoop your ass, bro.
Oh, like,
my nigga shit.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. He was on the roof busting back, man. Like, you can't say he was out there. So, you know, he was on the roof.
Because he in all that trouble. He started. He brought him in. Nah, Kimbo,
he was on the roof while Craig was going, nigga, like up there, like.
So you finna fight? Well, so this, or you won't fight your side, Smokey? Smoke just.
I'm gone. He up there.
Smokey probably can't fight since he was shooting.
But
brings us back to our topic of the.
That's what we here to talk about, man. Before we got so far off, it's the mindset of a man. As a man, like. Where do you get your mindset from? Do you get it from tradition? Do you get it from influence? Or do you get it from carving your own path? Well, we know it's supposed to be that one, but let's be honest.
Then let's talk about it. You got to carve your own path. Can't call yourself a man and your path is being carved for you.
What do you mean carved for you?
Like, if someone is playing puppet strings with you. Like,
I'm just saying, you as a like man, what if you just following, not necessarily puppet string, but when I say traditional route, I mean, like, okay, be a man, work a 9-to-5, get a wife, go home. Not necessarily just that tradition, but see what your family been doing. Oh, all my family engineers, let me be an engineer.
Nah.
Traditional route like that.
Nah.
There are different types of traditional wrestling. I mean, but, you playing puppy
strings. But my family doesn't have that. My family, personally, we don't have that type of, you know, professional traditional structure like that. You know, we pretty much do whatever the hell we want. But, we have a line of like musicians. But
think about how we said like you taught as a man use your fist first. Like that's what we are taught. So that's traditional. Right. That's a tradition thing. So as man, you do get. A lot of your stuff from traditions or necessarily upbringings.
Yeah, I think all men have been influenced, you know?
Yeah,
for sure. It's all a process that you got to be influenced, I think, to get to where you're doing stuff on your own.
It's really a combination of all the things.
Yeah, so necessarily that is karma.
I always hated the idea of a quote-unquote self-made man because, like, every inch of knowledge you got.
Nigga, you had a mama.
No. I'm saying, I don't like the idea of saying, right, right, what you're saying, like, everything that you know and the person that you are, you got from somebody else. Either they influence you to do or not to do something.
Mm.
So, you know, the idea that, you know, you're self-made, it's not real.
That's ego when people say
that. Right, that's ego. Yeah. Like, you know, there are things you can work on to build for yourself, but as it pertains to, you know, like general, other than experience, you got everything you know from someone else. Other than seeing how things play out with your own two eyes, you got everything that you know from someone else. So that self-made stuff, that it's not real. Like, get over yourself thinking that you self-made.
Speaking of self-made and all that do leads me to a question I got. Is father issues to blame for a lot of ways how men think, or just for a lot of things in general? Because me personally, seeing shows like Beyonce or Stray and stuff, seeing how the kids, they always say because of father issues, because their dad, like, there's always like the source of where their self come from. And I'm gonna be honest, sometimes I struggle get off and be like, alright, now y'all just crying now. Like, come on now. Y'all just blame y'all father for too much.
To some extent, I think there is, but at some point, motherfuckers be 16, 17. Your daddy didn't tell you to, you know, your daddy ain't influenced you to go out there and act a fucking ass, whether he was there or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, your daddy did not tell you to go out there and cuss out your goddamn teacher. Please stop with that shit. So, you know, at some point, you know, the lack of a masculine presence does have detriment, or the wrong influence of masculinity will have a detriment on a person. But at the end of the day, at some point, you know, it's a decision that you make for yourself. Dave Chappelle said it in a horrible context. He said, how old is 15 really? Basically means you old enough to know what some shit is right and what some shit is wrong. So for you to say that, you know, how long are you going to keep blaming your daddy issues? That's like blaming your zodiac sign on why you a shitty person.
Facts. Listen, come on now. Listen, we here talking about what we blaming stuff on.
Like, my own thing is I say yes until a certain age.
It's
like,
a method of, it's a, it's,
like,
it's
to just a certain age.
It's like, just an avenue to not be accountable for how you act.
How you feel about BJ?
I was thinking what you said about a certain age.
I'm saying, like, I feel like it's to a certain age, because you can't blame a child who, like, once children come into the world, they literally don't know anything. Like,
right, yeah.
Like, true. As human beings, we're the only species on Earth that are born ignorant, so we know nothing.
Yeah.
So the child had to learn something.
Internet is a hell of a thing.
Even if it's attitudes towards men.
Yeah, even animals know how to. Even
all
animals,
this had to be learned from
even
somewhere.
Even animals know how to walk and shout.
As a child, it's okay, because you're supposed to be ignorant. But up to a certain age, then you know you're
right from wrong.
Yeah, you know right from wrong at this point. Right?
Okay, so as a child, well, not even necessarily as a child, as a teenager, because as a teenager, you know, your body starts changing, you start thinking differently. So I'm going to give...
Your parents say you start smelling yourself.
Yeah, I'm going to give your early teens some
time. You just start being rebellious, okay. You know, you just start
and then, rebelling. You know, some of the stuff start falling into places, some of the stuff start falling into pieces and stuff. You start to understand more. So you start to understand why your dad's really not there and how stuff goes. So you know what? In your early teens, just understand.
You know, I think when it comes to, you know...
But 17, 18, I know.
I think when it comes to growing
you're
up...
You're still stupid when you're 17, 18.
I think the idea that, you know... I think the idea that people...
True.
Honestly, bro, I say 25. Like, 25?
I'm starting to think that.
At that point, your frontal lobe is...
Fully developed.
Fully developed. Like, your decision-making is what it's going to be
at 25,
in your life. Whatever you're choosing to accept at 25, 9 times out of 10, that's going to be that person for the rest of their life.
27.
At 25, that's stupid.
No, 25.
No, at 25...
You can't just keep moving. No.
At 25, that stupid shit you did, at 25, that's on you.
Like, facts. Yeah. Facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
You and know like, all the shit.
And like back
you don't
to
know all the shit, but...
And back to when you said, you know, parents, you know, they say you're feeling yourself, you get a little rebellious. I think at some point, parents... don't like it when you start asking questions. And I think that's what a lot of young people do when they get older and they actual teens, like 14, 15, and 16. They start asking questions. They start wanting to know why things are a certain way in their home, which a lot of people deem as, you know, disrespect or rebellion.
Hey, if you don't like it, get out. We grown now. Like, it's simple. If you don't like it, get out. You grown, like, so like that's what I'm saying. Like,
before you're 15,
we have literally pushed the age of the teenager now. Like, you can literally be a 35-year-old teenager now.
No, the fuck you can't.
Hey,
you
can't.
Yes, you can.
Hey,
my house, you can't. Can.
Hey,
staying in the house.
No, not just like mentality.
Mentally.
Like the entire nature of this person. That thought process.
Childish.
Yeah.
So speaking of like 35 and 25, like how do somebody necessarily a man mentality is supposed to change throughout like living life and stuff
when
like,
it's needed to?
First of all, you gotta find out your purpose in life as a man, because you can't be a man with no purpose.
And it better not be a woman.
Facts. You literally gotta have purpose and vision for your life. Where do you see your life going? Cause it don't matter what woman come in your life, if you ain't got nowhere that you see your life going, where you gonna put her?
I saw a video the other day, this man was talking about this and you know, this dude is, you know, he's a younger dog. He was like, you know, he don't know where he would be if his wife never came in his life. He never got married. He don't know what he would be doing 10 years down the line if he didn't have a wife. What?
Hey.
Bro,
hey.
What?
That's a loss.
You hinging your entire future and success on the fact that you're with a woman.
And I can promise you 100% of the time, she knows it too.
And what happens if their relationship fails? You're crushed. Your life is fucking over.
Hey, but think about it. As a man, though, when you do have a woman, when you do get a wife or a significant other, like, your mentality has to make a drastic change.
Fact. Your mentality.
From not only you caring for you, but you caring for another. And then, not only that, but when you also had a kid, like, that's when, those are like three separate stages of when a man mentality should just drastically change.
That gives you, having a wife and children gives you an initiative to be more responsible and provide more.
But it's not just an initiative, you have to be. But if you sign up for that commitment,
then you sign up to, I want, like, the purpose in my life is to be a husband. But the purpose in my life is to be a father.
It shouldn't be the determining force on what you choose to do with your life.
That should not be how you are feeding them. You should not feed them off being a husband. You should not feed them off being a father.
Your ambition.
Because food got to go in somebody's mouth. Right. Clothes got to go in somebody's back.
Your ambition.
But I'm saying, like, your mentality should, it should constantly change. Like, in next 5 years, you probably not be the same person as you are right now.
For sure.
But you shouldn't be. And when you add extra things to that,
like, that drastically changed how you should think and look at certain things.
But your ambitions should not to be to live for your wife. Your ambitions should not be only for the sake of making sure that your woman is by your side. You shouldn't want to live your life just to be with that woman.
That would be a rough life.
Because, again,
your whole life for somebody else?
Again, 50% of marriages fail, 70% by women. What happens if she leaves? You are crushed. You have nothing else you want to do with the rest of your life because you determined that the only thing to do with your life is to live for this relationship.
It's an easy way to be taken advantage of.
And now you're stuck trying to figure out what your passions in life are.
As a man, at 35, you have to think.
You don't even know yourself at 35. You don't even know what makes you happy by yourself at 35.
Okay,
you
wonder why you mad.
She made you happy as happy as you can get. She put every smile on your face.
Is our time for break?
And we back.
Hey.
So, in honor of Christmas, good old fashioned Christmas, we got a game for y'all.
Xmas for the Jehovah's Witness.
We got a game for y'all. It is Christmas Style Factorious. And I'm not y'all host, so I'm not going to say nothing. Take it away, April. All
right. Y'all are going to suck at this game, as always.
Patrick and Foe. You know what? I ain't even mad at that because I ain't ever played this game.
Explain the rules.
All right. I will say the letters of the movie, and I will give three facts.
Are there movies?
Yeah.
What kind of movies?
A Christmas Story.
No, it's mostly black Christmas movies.
Oh, I don't know it. Mostly, if it ain't black nativity, I don't know it.
That is in here, though. It's in here.
I'm going to win the shit out there.
I brought a couple of, I threw in some monkey wrenches in there for y'all, just, you know.
I'll go and see Candy Cane, Santa Claus, Mrs. Claus.
We know he got all the unseasoned movies down.
All the unseasoned.
Oh, no, I thought that was going to be the worst, not movies.
I told you.
All right, Patrick in two.
No, because I, when
I don't see a winning, it's okay.
No, when you asked me about it, I said black Christmas movies, and you said okay. Your words.
I say a lot of things.
All right. Y'all ready? You can't use your phone and cheat. Not you. I was looking at Ted.
I looked at Sean.
Sean's always on his phone. So he don't really count.
He gonna cheat.
How he gonna cheat?
Okay. These two can see my phone. What I'm on right now.
Pornhub.
Whoa! See how niggas like to lie?
My boy. Man, you can't trust niggas. It be your own people.
You got on Ebony.
Alright.
Let's go.
If you're not looking at Ebony, what you looking at?
BBW.
This is not how we're supposed to start the game off.
Even the BBW?
Even the BBW.
Listen, why is it always you, bro? Why?
I want to know how you type that in the Pornhub, though. Ebony BBW Christmas. Come on, man. Yeah. I'm putting everybody on something right now. I'm not going to be the only person that tonight.
Oh, my God.
Somebody gonna listen to this and be like, you done did something.
No, no,
in the first video, that pop-up that's gonna say Santa Claus.
All right, let's get this story. Come on.
And his ho ho ho.
Oh my God.
All
right.
The main ho gonna have a red nose.
Let's talk this baby.
Done.
I'm done,
bro. Tevin. I'm through. Niggas always you. Always.
You know, random stuff popping my head.
Obviously. Obviously, nigga. Oh, Lord. The first one is CC. Let me do the three facts first so y'all say anything. None of the actors received credit for voicing in this special. The movie was watched by 15 million viewers.
That's big.
All right. One of the characters. Yes.
Christmas Carol?
No.
Damn.
That ain't black?
I mean, I just thought it was Christmas movies.
And to be fair, one of y'all mentioned it the last time we did this podcast.
I want to hear it. Okay.
One of the characters' speech is a Bible verse. Those are your three facts.
It ain't the Polar Express.
Is it a cartoon?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I took out one of the letters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cricket I told you, D. My game, my rules.
You took out a letter?
I took out a letter.
Mm-hmm. Charlie Brown Christmas? Yeah. The greatest of all time.
I thought about it as soon as I took out a letter. Like,
you know I always take out a letter. I don't understand.
Only reason I didn't say that because it was CC.
Yeah.
All right. The next one.
I might be nice at this.
All y'all should get this just by the letters. H A. Oh y'all.
Oh, Home Alone. Come on, man.
I thought you said H H.
H A.
Home Alone, dog.
Zero. Pat, you have zero.
Oh, for two.
Well, you 0-2 right now.
Makes the comeback that much sweeter.
All right, PW. During filming, a church caught on fire a block away. This actress was asked over a year before she agreed to do the role. This actress was high on drugs most of the filming.
Oh, my God.
Most of the filming.
Most of the filming, like really every day.
Pretty boy.
Right.
That's a Christmas movie. Who was
that? Whitney.
Whitney.
Get out.
Oh, shit. Whitney.
Yo!
That would be a fun Christmas, though. A Halloween.
I'm saying, as soon as I heard it that, I knew.
It is a thing.
Yes.
It is a thing. I would have never guessed
Christmas. Well, it was a thing, Rekko, so.
Yeah. All right. A.N. The script had to be rewritten after this actor committed suicide.
Yikes. God damn, these facts is just tough.
Yeah.
A.N.?
Yes.
The fuck is A.N.?
This actor turned down the chance to be in the movie. This store name in this movie was referenced to the lead actor's first movie.
A Nightmare Before Christmas.
No. Mm. And I took out a letter.
Golly.
It would not be fun.
Pass.
A.N.
There's no letter in that bitch.
Mm-hmm.
A.N.
Let me know when y'all give up.
I said pass.
Y'all
pass.
Know.
See, I won't quit.
What's your problem?
I'm sorry. Shit.
Even see, that's why you'll never be good at poker. Exactly. You'll never know when to hold.
Yeah, it's gonna go broke.
Oh, I know I got gambling addiction, dog. Come on, don't play poker. You beat the system. Come on now.
No comment.
You know?
Let me know when y'all, when everybody gives up.
Nutcracker's tail.
No.
Nigga, that's the nutcracker. There ain't no nutcracker's tail.
I give up.
Yeah.
Another knife.
No. Alright, Friday after next.
Motherfucker.
My man, that's a Christmas movie.
That's the best Christmas
movie. First of all, that is a Christmas movie.
Bro, you gotta have Elf in that mug.
No, exactly. Come on, you now. See, this is what I mean.
You tripping. I knew I was gonna get that over everything. This nigga gonna come with A.N. I was about to say another nigga.
April said it was too easy.
Right.
Wow.
Elf in.
Yep. Y'all know which actor I'm talking about that committed suicide. The guy that was in Next Friday, Roach, he committed suicide 6 months after Next Friday was released.
Bummer.
Damn.
And he was supposed to be in the third installment.
Roach.
The white guy, the white skateboarder.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
He sure did.
I did not know that, boy.
All right. BN. This actress lost her role to a singer. This was these actors' second time working together. And this was this actress' second.
You took a letter out?
No.
BN. Bitch.
Let me know when y'all.
Bad neighbor.
No.
BN. Christmas movie.
Mm-hmm.
Black Nativity.
Right there.
Of course. We said it.
We sure said it.
Yeah. Hey, look, you really just gonna let everybody get ahead of you.
Oh, I'm up one. I'm up two on Pat, okay?
All right. J-A-T-W. These all
wait, what?
J-A-T-W.
Damn, that's
J-A-T-W.
A lot to digest.
Jingle all the way.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, you over six right now.
Honestly, on a source named Cole, Sinbad, oh, bro.
He improvised all his lines.
Oh, bro.
That was really a ball.
Okay, y'all should get this one. BS.
Bad Santa.
Well, I don't know who to get that to.
Half and half. On my mama, I split one with my boy.
So I'll take two and a half.
Man, you suck this case. Like, you really suck.
Hey, man, like I told y'all. Like I told y'all. I see it. I'm not the most prepared for Christmas movies.
First of all, you the one was talking about that big shit for this game stuff.
I thought we were going to be Candy Cane. Rudolph.
I thought it was going to be sweet.
You know. The damn movies? Last game won sweet.
Christmas movies? Like, I'm sorry. Say grandma got ran up by a reindeer. I promise you, this my point.
That nigga wait on a G. That nigga wait on a motherfucking G. So
grandma.
Oh well, bro. I'm telling you. Come on now.
I need some hard ones.
What you mean? What was the easy?
Pat, you mad?
I'm confused.
Good, that's how I want you to be. HSC.
HSC.
Mm-hmm.
HSC.
Yep, the lead character was supposed to be black and white.
How the lead character gonna be black and white?
All right. This movie had the largest set at Universal Studios.
What's the initials again?
HSC.
HSC.
Mm-hmm. This movie was originally going to be shot on a green screen.
Was the lead character a cow?
No movie other than The Wizard of Oz has so many characters in heavy makeup and costume.
HSC.
Well, I took out letters as
this
well.
This is a Broadway movie.
Did you take off letters from the front? Or the...
I took off letters everywhere.
Letters.
Letters.
You took off letters.
It's a long ass name, man.
Mm-hmm.
H-S-C.
Damn, that one.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
Yep.
God.
Let's go!
You took off one letter.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Okay, bit. Okay. Yep.
It's okay, Pat. It's okay. That yellow shirt ain't helping your ass at all.
Stay up there.
Are you big mad? I feel like you're mad.
Okay.
You want to talk about it?
Mm-mm.
Okay. LH. This
last week. Holiday.
God damn, Deshaun.
I'm running the table on you niggas.
You a Hallmark movie watching ass motherfucker, boy.
Are you mad?
Man, shut up.
I feel like you're mad. All right. PH.
Perfect holiday.
Damn.
Never.
Oh, yes, you have.
That's from Queen Latifah.
It's a perfect holiday.
This was Uber Gabrielle Union and Charlie Murphy.
Charlie Murphy?
No, I ain't seen
and
that.
And Morris Chestnut.
I ain't never seen Charlie Murphy in a Christmas movie.
And Morris Chestnut.
Yes, I saw the movie. It's a good movie.
Yeah, it is.
It's sad. Hey, Gabrielle Union, Charlie Murphy, Morris Chestnut. I don't see myself I wouldn't want to watch. But man. Damn, Sean. You love Christmas. I thought I fuck with Christmas. Boy, you fuck with Christmas.
I really don't fuck with Christmas.
Like white Christmas.
All right.
I don't watch Christmas movies like that. I watch like Christmas episodes of shows.
Yeah, I couldn't do that though.
Oh, Ed and Eddie Christmas always had me late.
I can't do that because it just don't make sense. All right. Don't do that. I'm just going to give one letter now because Deshaun is just taking doing too fucking much. I'm sorry. I can't let you just sweep the game. It's not fair.
Give me one more shot. One more shot. This is me. This one is me. Double or nothing. Double or nothing.
You got shit.
Double or nothing. Double or nothing.
You don't even have
a hole. Hey, if I don't get this one,
you ain't even got half a hole.
I don't get this one. I'll take negative
two. You ain't even got.
I'll say no fire and a half holes over here.
Come on, man. Double or nothing, man. Right. Let's go. Run the board.
I want this.
Play the book.
Hey.
Put the table on the table.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Put the table on the table.
A. He said A.
A.
Hey,
he already said something, so he out.
What?
Yeah,
Hey, what the clues at?
Yeah.
What the clues?
No, I said
just making up rules.
No, I said it before. Right, once you guess,
the rule, careful.
Once you guess, you can't say anything.
My nigga,
get here, brother.
Well, I'm gonna beat you one way. I'm gonna beat you another. Goddamn it!
All right.
You're a facilitator.
This actor used his old catchphrase from one of his older movies in the movie. The movie was almost titled A Myers Thanksgiving. Three actors from this movie appeared in The Real Husbands of Hollywood.
Think like
a
man.
No.
Wait, that's a Real Husbands of Hollywood?
Ain't that more like Nelly, Nick Cannon,
yeah,
Kevin Hart?
Yeah, that TV show that was on BET.
Oh, that's stupid shit.
Yeah.
What was the letters?
It was just A.
Did you leave some letters off?
I did.
How many you left off? You at least got, come on, give me something. Damn.
I left.
Uh-huh.
One or two off.
One or two.
Damn, she ain't even give you an accurate number.
Do women ever give accurate numbers?
Okay, by A. Okay, so is it like... I can't stop her. By A, do you mean like A name or like...
A name.
A
name.
So, my nigga, you didn't give us a letter. You just said A.
A is a word, though.
A Christmas story.
See, you see how... So, we just A something.
A is... The letter A is a word, and then whatever is left.
Okay.
Tell me y'all give up.
I'm going to pass on that one.
Nigga, you can't pass if you answered and lost, nigga. That ain't a pass. That's just losing.
Now, I can't keep answering.
Yeah, nigga, you out.
You're right. BJ.
Another best man holiday.
What in the fuck?
I just tried.
Put three movies together.
I just tried.
Shut up.
I just tried.
BJ, you got some.
Shit, I'm out.
Nigga said another best man holiday.
I just tried.
Boy, you got to
It is, so it wasn't really Christmas.
This Christmas?
Almost Christmas. It is a Christmas movie. It is.
It's almost Christmas. It don't count.
It is technically a black Christmas movie. It is, because it is set around the time of Christmas.
Man, where TC at? Damn, where TC?
She wouldn't even say TC. She'd be
like, goddamn. This Christmas?
See.
I didn't even say that movie. The movie's on here, but now I gotta omit it because I already said it.
Shit, damn. Give me a point for saying this on there.
Not even half a point.
That nigga a dot or something. He's
a dot. You close it into my player, right?
Hey, I ain't the only one over here with zero. Damn, wait.
You and BJ don't have any.
Christmas movies not my thing.
Hey man, we already know I ain't gonna have shit. We know that.
You remember that last time BJ got something, he started standing up.
We already know.
He accepted his play up this time on YouTube.
Man, I'm getting Wayne, goddamn it. Hold on.
M-H. I left a letter off.
M-H.
A Haunted Mansion.
That's not a Christmas movie.
M-H, a Haunted Mansion. I mean, don't get me wrong. Hey, I love the movie as much as you, trust me.
All right. This movie was able to make double back the production budget in the U.S. alone.
Best Man Holiday.
Congratulations, you got one. Damn. You can't even get it. You got one.
He getting points in garbage time.
Come on now.
Had to get on scoreboard.
She had the handicap.
She
get
points. Definitely.
We gonna count that as a half.
Man, hey man, bro, give me my point.
We ran you your point. Actually, I think that was the last movie.
Go out with the bang.
Yeah, because I couldn't do this Christmas because y'all all said it already.
Go out with the bang.
That was the last one.
Deshaun won.
Man, fuck that. If you enjoyed this. If you got something right, let us know. If you gonna say fuck April, cause she
like
cheats.
I would give a fine fuck.
Shut up, Team Pat. Hey,
with one fucking point at the end, cause I had to handicap that ass. Oh, we mad.
This has been Stop Me If I'm Lying podcast. Don't forget, subscribe, review, rate, and most importantly, tell a friend.
Drink water. Tell your mom you love her.